Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Action for Children service this Sunday morning. A couple of notices today, three or four in fact. A notice first for any of those who work with children in our church. There is a first aid course to be held at Macclesfield Methodist Church on Monday the 18th of July at 1 p.m. If anyone is interested, please let Angela know as soon as possible, the Circuit Family Coordinator. She'll help, or you can just speak to me after the service. Thank you. We've a notice here from the Reverend Dr. Graham Edwards. Dear friends, you will remember some time ago I was asked to take on the superintendency of the Altrincham Circuit for the connectional year 2022-23. This requires us to make some changes to the pastoral charge in the Macclesfield Circuit, and therefore the circuit stewards and I have agreed with Ros that the Reverend Ros Watson will take charge, pastoral charge, of Gawsworth Methodist Church for the coming year. Please hold Ros in your prayers as she takes on this work. Thanks, Graham. Just to mention again that Chris Hawkyard's paintings are out in room 1 and 2 if you'd like to go and have a look later. All proceeds will go for church funds. Right, I think Alison would like to just give a further notice about the croquet.
Hello, I've had a really good response about the croquet afternoon. And as my sister is hosting it in her house at Adlington, we have arranged a date, and it will be a week on Thursday, the 21st of July, in the afternoon, from 2 until 4. My sister has asked that I restrict numbers, so I'm saying that 12 people can come, which is 3 lots of 4, which will mean that everybody gets a turn at having a go, and nobody has to have played it before. My sister and I won't be included in those numbers because I won't actually be playing. I'll be sort of showing you what to do, possibly. If you could see me after church, because I'm actually going to really have to go with first come, first served, I think. And if you, I'm doing coffees, so if you let me know at the hatch if you will be able to come on that Thursday afternoon. And as it is in Adlington, I will arrange lifts for people who can't get, and if anybody could offer a lift, I'd be very grateful. And what the only other thing I would like is a contribution towards the afternoon tea. And we're going to simplify that, having just cake and biscuits, no sandwiches. So I would ask people who are going to come on that afternoon if they could provide some sandwiches, some cake or biscuit, okay? So that's Thursday, the 21st of July, so that's a week on Thursday in the afternoon. It's going to be held in Adlington. Okay, thank you, bye. Before I leave, sorry, can I welcome Steve, who is going to lead us in our service this morning. Thank you, bye.
Thank you very much for that wonderful welcome, and it's been great just to be here just for 10, 20 minutes before the service and talk to a few of you. I really do feel blessed in this place. I have been here before. It's probably about 3 years ago, just pre-COVID, so it's nice to be back with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today as your children. Shine your light upon us and equip us to shine that light in our lives, in the service of others, and to the glory of your name. Amen. Our opening hymn is "There's a Quiet Understanding When We're Gathered in the Spirit."
Gathered in the Spirit, it's a promise that He gives us when we gather in His name. There's a love we feel in Jesus, there's a manner that He feeds us. It's a promise that He gives us when we gather in His name. And we know together, sharing love and understanding, that our brothers and our sisters feel the oneness that He brings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the way you love and feed us, for the many ways you lead us. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
We're going to have our prayers, opening prayers, prayers of devotion and prayers of praise and confession in a minute. So I'd like you to think of things which you would like to give thanks for, and I just want to have a quick word with these young people down here. Some of the service we're going to be talking about light, and I want you to think of what things shine light. What can you think of? Things that shine light. That's what we're going to be thinking about. What's that? Up there, yes. Yes, a light in the ceiling. Very good. What else? Like, have you seen a torch? Yeah, up there, yeah. And what about something else? There's a clue up there. A lighthouse that sparkles and shines in the darkness. So we're going to be thinking about light, Jesus being the light of the world, and we'll be thinking about that in context with Action for Children. As it's already been said, today is earmarked as Action for Children Sunday. And Action for Children, previously a long time ago known as the National Children's Home, ding-a-ling-a-ling, that's okay, that's fine. We'll be thinking about what they do and how light is important to growing up as youngsters. So I think that's where we're going. So we're going to pray again. So let us pray. Father God, we come to say thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us, for friends and family, for loved ones, opportunities to have fun and to know that you love us. Lord, we praise and thank you, giver of summer heat, wood that warms and creaks in the sun, flowers breathing scent into the still air, giver of summer rain, clear washed skies, jeweled leaves, refreshment for the land. Lord, we praise and thank you, maker of humankind and human kindness, smiles from a stranger, oneness with friends and family, laughing and crying, the sharing of bread and the sharing of life. Lord, we praise and thank you, far off yet near us, God and our brother, star clad and shining, yet close as our breathing. Life giving, life living, beginning and ending, and our life forever. So, Father God, may we remember that we were born into your creation and rejoice that we've been renewed into it again today. May we respect this earth and take today no more than we need and give back all that we should. Help us to remember that we are your children, called to share one another's burdens. May we ever seek opportunity to be of service to others. But Father, we know that we've not always got that right, and so we come to you today with a sense of sorrow in where we've let you down, and we ask for your forgiveness. And loving God, we know that in accepting Jesus as your Saviour, we are indeed washed clean and put right with you. We give thanks and rejoice in that. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, I don't know whether the children want to leave now or after the next hymn. It's your choice. The hymn is Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. You'll be able to bang drums. So you'll stay in for that, okay? Jolly good.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. In your blessings do me say that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence, my life. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, be thou ever with me, and I with thee, Lord. Be thou my great father, thy child let me be thou with me dwelling, and I one with thee. Oh,
And we ask God's blessing on you all as you go out. Have a great time, and may you know more about God's love. May you learn about the true nature of God. I ought to explain why I'm here talking about Action for Children, apart from it being Action for Children Sunday. When I retired a few years ago, I volunteered to be the what's called the district advocate for Action for Children, which sounds very, very formal. It's the, if you like, the contact point for the Manchester and Stockport district of churches, so 120, 110 churches in that district, including points and including Prestbury, my own church. Link person, if you like, between Action for Children and the Methodist Church. And Action for Children are the Methodist Church's children's charity. Let's get that absolutely clear. So there's a great, and I'll say a little bit more about this later on, there's a great history of partnership between the Methodist Church and what's now called Action for Children. And that partnership is still very active, as we'll hear about. And just to point out, on your seats, there are several things. There is a star, a fluorescent star, and I want you to start thinking about the name of at least one child that you would like to write on that star, just to thank God for and to ask his blessing upon. So there's that. We'll do something with those shortly. And then there's a bookmark, which you're very welcome to take away. And there's an envelope. And the Methodist Church is enormously generous to Action for Children and got some wonderful support in all the churches. Brenda Oakley, is Brenda here today? I don't know Brenda, but she's not here. Brenda Oakley is the church contact point for Action for Children for Poynton. That's a useful name to know. But if you wanted to support Action for Children, like collecting, I think I've got one or two spare collection tins down there, and there is also a retiring collection. But it's not about getting money from this service, because the Methodist Church is enormously generous already, and you'll hear a bit more about that later on. But it is about thanking God for children and for the work of Action for Children and the great challenges that they help children to overcome in today's world. How many stars in our solar system? No, in our solar system? One. That's why it's called our solar system. How many in our galaxy? Hundreds of billions. Don't know the number. And how many galaxies are there? 100 to 200 billion. So that means there's an awful lot of stars out there. In fact, I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But if you look up on Wikipedia, they reckon it's 20 sextillion. Now, I've no idea what a sextillion is, apart from it's got 23 noughts. So that's an awful lot of stars. And the largest known star in the universe is something called UY Scuti. And it's a variable hypergiant, whatever that means. But the interesting, the interesting thing about it is it's 1,700 times larger than our sun. Now, if you think our sun is big, you could fit almost 5 billion of our suns into this, what was it, UY Scuti. You know, the expanse of the universe, and the majesty of our God, and the power of our God, and the creativity of our God is absolutely mind-blowing. And if nothing else, it just shows what a powerful God we worship. We're going to have a drama in a minute. And it's going to be about stars, but I want to link it into children in the world. How many children have we got in the world? There's about 8 billion people altogether. About 2 billion, 2 billion, so about a quarter of those are children. There's about 12 million in the UK, and today they face all sorts of difficulties. I really am glad that I'm not a child today with some of the challenges that they face. I do quite a lot with various charities locally. I'm a trustee of something called Just Drop In, which is a local charity in Macclesfield for young people. I do something with a charity called Create, which is for one of the estates in Macclesfield, help with the youth club there. And I'm also a street angel. I'm not sure the angel is well... is the right label for me, but a street angel who walks around the town centre of Macclesfield on a Saturday night occasionally, helping people who need help. But I see all sorts of difficulties that children encompass. We've got children that I see whose lives are so dominated by anger. They seem so angry at the world. And when you hear them sometimes talking together, they don't talk to each other reasonably, like reasonable one-to-one. They shout at people, you know, they shout at each other continuously. It's a sign that things are not well. There are children who are living in families that are led by parents with drug addiction or are drug dealers. There are children who feel that they can't match up to the standards of today, to their friends, all the pressure of social media and the low self-esteem, the low confidence, the ability not to make friends. And then there's poverty, you know, and they see their own families struggling because there's not enough food on the table, even in this country. There is no doubt that creation is precious to God, and that children are precious to God. If we remember in Matthew, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." I've got five grandchildren, but I was not thinking of them. I was thinking about my niece's little baby, who must be now about 9 months. And she's crawling and pulling herself up on absolutely everything. And she's so curious, so explorative. She is just a bundle of joy and happiness. And you think, that's how children should grow up. In one of the reports Action for Children issued a few years ago, they said of the young children under 2 that they see, 20% or thereabouts have never experienced any play at all. And you think, well, how can that be? You know, if a parent sees their child and sees them being curious with a book or something, or a magazine or a toy, how they would just naturally go and help. But that's not the case always. And so today we'll be thinking about some of the challenges that our young people face. So, we're now going to have a drama, a very short drama. So I've got two angels who are suddenly going to magically appear on the front here.
Just to set the scene, use your imagination, and it's a bit of a stretch, I know, but Hilary and I are angels. I was going to make halos. Noreen, beg your pardon. You helps if I get the name right. Sorry, Noreen. Noreen and I are angels. I was going to make a couple of halos out of tinsel, but it's incredible how difficult it is to find tinsel this time of year, so you have to imagine the halos. So, Angela, and I'm Angelo. So, again, just setting the scene, two angels discussing their work before the start of a busy working day in heaven.
Good morning, Angelo. How's heaven treating you today?
Oh, I've just come from my meeting with the Archangel.
You don't like your job?
Well, you know I don't like to complain.
We all know you don't like to complain, Angelo.
Ha, but this job is going to take an eternity. I think it's pointless. I've got to check each star and label it with the name God gave it.
Each star? That's a long job.
You see, it's going to take forever. I don't see the point. Who cares what the 90 billionth star on the right is called?
Well, God does.
But it's going to take me ages and ages and ages.
I'm sorry, Angelo, but I don't think God can be any other way. Look at the humans. There are billions of them, and he knows each one by name and cares so much about them.
Humans? Ah, they smell so bad.
Maybe that's true, but God made each one, and he loves them. He's incapable of forgetting a single one. They are made in his image, you know. All of them can shine his light and show his glory.
Humans showing God's glory? When does that ever happen?
You don't get to Earth very often, do you? It happens all the time in lots of little ways. Of course, things get in the way. Humans get hurt or blocked different ways. But that light is there in all of them.
Okay, I get it. God is creator and loves everything he's made. He can't not care about each one, and their different names are a sign that he knows and cares for them.
Yes.
But couldn't I just count every other star, maybe one in 10?
Angelo, just be glad you're not counting the hairs on all the human heads if I were you. That's a really long job.
I guess so. That's, see you in a millennium.
Have a nice day.
Oh, I think that deserves a round of applause. God cares about the stars, God cares about his creation, but even more precious than those are his children, and God cares about those. And even that he knows the number of hairs on our head, which for some of us is probably not very many, but it's a sense of God's love that we are precious, and never let that be forgotten. Our Old Testament reading we're going to read, it's from Psalm 147, and we're going to read this together. So here we go. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides. His unfailing love. Amen. Now, have you thought of a name to put on a star? Because what I want to do is for people to come out, if people are happy to, don't feel you have to, but to come and stick a star on this, whether that's night sky or that night sky. There is some glue here, which will hopefully work. And we're going to remember these children in our prayers. It's over. And if you want somebody to bring them up for you, do stick your hand up, and either me or somebody else will hopefully help. Jolly good. This is where you realise that you should have brought more glue pots. Or brought sticky stars.
Sticky stars.
Sticky stars were probably the answer. Perhaps I can take this opportunity to tell you my one and only joke that I know about stars and sun. Are you ready for this? You know that you're not supposed to look at the sun directly with through natural light from the sun. So why shouldn't you look at the sun from behind a colander or a sieve? Because it will strain your eyes. Dear. Sorry. There is no difference between the two sides, apart from one's on the left and the other's on the right. Anybody else got a star that they want brought out? No? Very good. The universe is slightly lopsided to the left, but that's okay. We live with a God that brings light and expects us to reflect his light to others. And we're going to sing, Christ is the world's light. Should appear on the screen now. Sorry.
Christ is the world's light. Christ and none other. Born in a darkness, he became a brother.
And we now have our New Testament reading.
New Testament reading is from John, first chapter, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, without him nothing that was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. For a flame to burn, it needs heat, of course. It also needs some other things like fuel and oxygen. And when one of these three is taken away, the flame dims and then finally goes out. And in theory, every flame can burn forever if it's got those three things available to it. Our passage reminds us that God is light and that this light has been given to us. However, like a flame, it can be smothered or deprived of fuel. And if you think about some of the challenges that children face, that families face, then those are just some of those things that can smother or deprive a child of light. Light that's needed for a good, safe childhood. And it's a chance, it's an opportunity to think, well, what feeds our flame? What can we see around us that might smother the flame of others, and especially children? What can stop the stars of the children around us from shining? A star is a massive ball of exploding gases, hydrogen, helium, and probably a few others. It produces heat and light, and like our own sun, makes life possible on planets around it. Our sun warms the Earth, and without it, the Earth would be a ball of ice. The warmth generates life in plants that gets their energy through photosynthesis. They become part of the wider food chain, gives life to insects, birds, animals, fish, and humans. And the sun provides light so that we can see. So all this life-giving energy from God, God is someone who's given us love and warmth, and yet there are children in some families that don't know love or warmth. And hopefully God's light allows us to get ourselves out of the way, to, if you like, move beyond ourselves and find our way in the world by serving others. So in the reading that we just had from John, Jesus, light of the whole world, somebody who is at this very centre of creation, right at the beginning of time, before time. And it's God that made that light shine, that brought the universe into being. And it's also God who gives us the warmth, the love, that no matter what challenges we face, we are precious to him. However, just as a flame will die without heat, air, or fuel, that flame in a person can flicker and struggle if denied things which are essential. To be able to shine for others, a person needs to feel safe and know that they will have the essential things in their life. Now, there's a book called Sleeping with Bread, which describes the experience of children during World War II. I'm going to read a bit now. During the bombing raids of World War II, thousands of children were orphaned and left to starve. The fortunate ones were rescued and placed in refugee camps where they received food and good care. But many of these children just couldn't sleep at night. They feared waking up to find themselves once again homeless and without food. Nothing seemed to reassure them. Finally, someone hit upon the idea of giving each child just a small piece of bread to hold at bedtime. And holding their bread, these children could finally sleep in peace. The bread reminded them, "Today I ate, and I will eat again tomorrow." Now, we know that situations are very different today to those times in World War II. But children today respond in the same way to trauma and to difficult situations. All children are made in God's image. They all have that star that can shine light and warm others. But that star can be dimmed and smothered. It needs nurturing and supporting to meet practical, emotional, and spiritual needs. I've got five grandchildren, and they're all so different. But what's lovely is to see that they're all got their own personality, their own quirks, their own characteristics. One very studious, another one very athletic, one that likes drama, one that hates drama, all so very different. One very confident, one perhaps a bit more cautious. God has given us different gifts, and we work together to show his love in all sorts of different ways. A little bit about Action for Children. First of all, a huge thank you for anybody who's prayed, given, talked about, encouraged people to know about Action for Children. It really does mean a lot to children whose lives have made so much better. And in total, you know, I mentioned earlier on about the partnership between the Methodist Church and Action for Children. A total of £644,000 was raised last year by Methodist churches, and that's an understatement, because the way they track the funds is not comprehensive, but at least £644,000. Gets great support from the president and vice president. So I know this because they both donated half of the special offering from their inaugural service last year to Action for Children. Barbara Easton, the vice president, was there, the Action for Children guest at their special Christmas reception in London. And she was also on their Stevenson's Award judging panel in April, which recognises people who've done remarkable things for the charity. And President Sonia Hicks also visited one of the children's centres in Hertfordshire, where they provide learning, they provide help for children with learning disabilities and complex health needs. You've heard about Three Generate Conference. This is a conference for young people that happens every year. They were part of that and helped in the delivery of activities for that. And it's quite often Action for Children use premises like Central Hall in Manchester or other Methodist premises. So there's a great track record of the two organisations working together. One of their campaigns is called Star in Every Child, hence the theme of today's service. And you can see, can you, anyone remember the sunny smiles? Yeah, I can as well. I used to help my mum sell sunny smiles, and this was all about how do we get children to show that they are happy? How do we make sure that they are brought up in a safe and loving environment? And things aren't getting any easier, are they? If I said, how many children live in poverty in the UK? It's all about these facts I keep throwing at you. No, questions keep... A million? Any higher or lower than a million? Depends how you measure poverty, of course. But if you measure it by children who live in families that are 60% below the average income, it's actually nearly 4 million, which staggered me. That's out of 12 million. Other ways of looking at it, there's another measure that it's how many people can't afford the basics, however they work that out, and that comes at 1.8 million. But it's a lot of children who are living in poverty with all the difficulties and the concerns that brings. And if you're really concerned, you can also, Action for Children have asked me to point out, there is a petition to the government which talks about how do we get more support for families who are genuinely struggling with poverty. So Action for Children do all sorts of things, as well as children's centres. They have programmes for children with depression and emotional problems called the Blues Programme. They have helped people get fostered and adopted. They help young carers, people, and we're going to hear about one shortly, I think, a carer who looks after other people in the family, and yet they are only sort of so young themselves. They also lobby governments. They also provide research and advice about how to tackle young people problems. They do enormous amounts to improve the lives of children in the UK, and they are very much UK based only. I went to see a couple of offices that Action for Children have got. They've got one in Withenshaw, for example, and one in Salford. Those are probably the nearest ones to here. And the one at Withenshaw helps parents regain control of their family. So this is where perhaps teenagers have really taken on control and are, if you like, bullying their parents, so they don't. They go out and come back at any time, maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They insist on having their meals sort of brought to them. And the parent has really lost the ability to set boundaries. And this is a way where they have a specialist who works with the family and helps to regain those boundaries, to regain that control, and hopefully keep the young people out of care or custody, which is really where they're heading if this intervention is not made. So that's in Withenshaw. And then in Salford, it's a fostering unit, and they help children who really are probably bottom of the list in terms of children you would want to foster, or most people would want to foster. They're people who have perhaps got into drugs and gangs. They are people who might be involved in prostitution or child trafficking. They are children who run away frequently. And how do you equip some foster carers to deal with those children with those sorts of characteristics? And what came across was the huge compassion that these people, the staff, had for the children. The amount of work, hard work they do, and just the fact that they wouldn't give up on these young people who were not chosen to be born into the circumstances that they were, but were just thrown into whatever situation they found themselves born into. So that's sort of work that Action for Children do. We'll hear a little bit more now with Daniel's story. Thank you.
Daniel has autism and he's a young carer. He took on caring for his older sister, Jessica, and she has multiple disabilities, after their mother Zoe became ill with COVID-19. He just started at a new school and he's found it hard to cope. A teaching assistant referred him to Action for Children's North Yorkshire Young Carers Project. The service offers children like Daniel the chance to meet other children and do things that they wouldn't usually do, like trampolining, which Daniel loves. It's an amazing chance for Daniel to go and be a child, says Zoe, his mum. The support offered by young carers helps me a lot. It gives me time away, almost like a little break from things at home, and I get to interact with new people who understand being a child carer, says Daniel. It was through the North Yorkshire Young Carers that Daniel met his support worker, Natasha. She's fantastic, says Zoe. Daniel can be unsure of new people, but he bonded with Natasha straight away. Daniel's bond with Natasha helped him through lockdown. She rang Daniel every week to chat about schoolwork and games he was playing, and the calls became a highlight of his week. It was time that was just about him, says Zoe. Natasha and Daniel regularly meet for a walk and talk, Daniel says. Natasha's brilliant. She's always there for me when I need her. Daniel's confidence has grown through his relationship with Natasha. She understands Daniel, and she makes it all about him. They've got such a good bond, and he sees her as a friend, says Zoe. Natasha and Action for Children's North Yorkshire Young Carers Project's support continues to be a vital lifeline for Daniel and his family. Natasha's always there to listen and give me advice on things to try with Daniel. I don't know what we'd do without her now. Daniel's starting to realise that he is important and his needs matter, says Zoe. Natasha and young carers are just brilliant.
Thank you. Hilary, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. So our reading from John. What does living in the light mean to us? What does living in the light really mean? If you think about what Micah said, he talked about walking humbly hand in hand with your God, with Jesus. And I've pulled out, if you like, four thoughts very quickly. One is keeping message for us to keep Jesus at the centre of our lives. In the early days, people thought that the planets went round the earth. In my early days, I thought the world revolved around me. God and Jesus is at the centre of our lives. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God's works are wonderful. We know that full well. Living in the light is also knowing that God forgives us and accepting that forgiveness. I can always remember a cartoon where I had this young lad and there was a big God coming to him, and the little lad was saying, "Go away, come back when I'm good enough. Come back when I'm good enough." But we don't have to do that. We don't have to keep pushing God away, because we'll never be good enough. We just have to accept that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and wipes it all away. And the third one is expect God to speak to you through the Bible, through other people. In the Psalms it says, God's word is a lamp, a light that lights the path. In Hebrews, it talks about the word of God being living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, I don't know whether anybody went to Festival Manchester last weekend, but if you didn't, you missed an absolute treat. There were thousands and thousands of people there in Withenshaw Park, and over the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, over 3,600 people committed their lives to Christ. They were touched by the gospel message that they heard from other people, the music that they heard, which sang about God's love, and 3,600 people came to Christ. So expect God to speak to you. When you read your Bible, don't just put it down. Expect God to say something to you personally. For our relationship with God is living and active. And then finally, follow that example that Jesus gave us by loving God extravagantly and other people extravagantly. I see all sorts of amazing efforts by Christians in the Macclesfield area, some of those charities that I mentioned earlier on, people putting self aside and reaching out to help people of all ages through just drop-in, through prayer walking, through the food bank, through Reach Out and Recover for Addicts, the Hope Centre, and I'm sure you've got other things like that in around Poynton. Love extravagantly. And take action. One of my favourite stories, accounts in the Bible, is from Luke 5, you know, where those two people take their friend, their paralysed friend, on the stretcher or the bed, and they can't get him to Jesus, so they break a hole through the roof of the building and get him in. Now, I'm not for vandalism by any means, and I do sometimes wonder what the owner of the house, you know, thought about this. But nothing was going to stop those two people getting their friend to Jesus. We should love like that. Take action. And that's what Action for Children is all about. So, finally, I would say thank you for all your prayers, your gifts, and your discussions, your comments that you've made to other people about Action for Children. Please keep doing what you're doing, and together we can make a real difference. And finally, a passage from Ephesians. Watch what God does, and then you do it, like children who learn proper behaviour from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Amen. Our prayers of intercession, our prayers for the world. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, and we ask you to bless the children that we've named here on these stars. You know them each by name. You know what they need. You have plans for each one of them. So give them your purpose and your vision. Give them the environments around them, the love and the care, and ways to stimulate their curiosity and imagination, that they may become the very best people that you intended them to be. May they know your presence every day of their lives. And generous God, we thank you for the work of Action for Children, as they work to make sure each child gets the best start in life and a loving place to call home. Thank you for your presence in the hearts of those working alongside parents and carers who are struggling. Accept the prayers and gifts that we offer here today. May they inspire practical support to overturn the poverty, the abuse, the mental health challenges that stop children's stars from shining. Encouraging Holy Spirit, thank you for the hope and love you bring to the lives of people forgotten in the shadows. We cannot accept the ways in which children are robbed of brighter futures. May we use our voices to help understand what can be done to bring lasting improvements, which help children's stars to shine again. We pray for things going on in our world. We pray for the war in Ukraine. We know that you weep with us at the sacrifice of so many lives. And we pray for peace. We pray for sensible decisions by leaders. We pray that your healing love will touch those whose lives have been so damaged by the war. And we pray for all other areas where there is conflict. Close to home, we give thanks for the churches in our circuit. And today we pray for Presbytery Church. Bless all the things that they are doing in their community to reflect your light to those around them. And in a moment of quiet, we name people that we know who need your touch on their lives this day. And we particularly pray for Carol in hospital, but now also having gone down with COVID. Father God, may your healing, restoring, and comforting spirit be on all those we've named today. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Our final hymn is what could only be, Lord, the light of your love is shining, so number 59.
Lord, the light
light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Bless, Spirit, bless. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By your blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Bless, Spirit, bless. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Spirit, here may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Bless, Spirit, bless. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
And a closing prayer. So, Father God, be with us and within us, now and forevermore. Amen.